Hello, Taurus, and welcome to your Vision Quest audio reading. It is a pleasure to be with you. I have been studying about your sign today, read the Space is Intelligence article from Vision Quest, actually, in preparation for doing this, and cast your runes and selected an artifact. I could begin by describing something of my undescribable reverence for whatever this thing called Taurus really is. It is, to me, a touchstone of creativity. And what I have seen is that many of the creative people who I respect the very most and I think whose work is the most enduring have Taurus Sun and bring forth something about this sign. So, you know, may that reverence underlie everything that I say here. I can't see how it couldn't. The metaphor that I chose to describe the overall state of things for Taurus is that of space and the relationship between interior space and exterior space, the concept of dedicated space, that is, consciously choosing to do something and giving it a place to be done, kind of like I have set up a little area in my much larger workspace to specifically do these readings so that it's all together and that I get into that frame of mind when I am here. And it's an idea that works. And one thing that is interesting is that Alice Bailey, in her chapter on Taurus, and I have mentioned this probably by now many times, uses a metaphor of space to describe the power of your sign. And the metaphor she uses is the blacksmith shop of the soul. It is easy to get one idea about Taurus people if you meet them and kind of engage with them casually, and it's another thing entirely to engage in an intimate way and find out that the somewhat impeccable presentation that Taurians have. I mean, I am in love with many of you folks and never quite fall out of love once I have fallen in love. It only seems to grow deeper. So I'm paying attention and have been the beneficiary of lots and have observed. And the exterior is one thing. It's very well presented. You are. And there's an impeccability and a devotion to propriety, I think, to, you know, having things be quality. The only person I know who has Emily Post's book on his bookshelf is my Taurus friend, Neil. And he knows all about etiquette. May or may not follow it precisely, but you can be sure that he understands what is, you know, socially right and not right. And that all is a kind of a very pleasant, sometimes humorous wrapper around something much more intense that is going on, around a process that is quite intense. If you can imagine that, you know, deep inside of you, there is a blacksmith at work in a smoky, hot, grimy interior space dedicated to a purpose to contain the incredible energy required to craft iron, to fashion things out of molten or hot metal. And imagine that that's going on inside you. That does open up a new set of possibilities. What is interesting in the presentation of signs, as Bailey does it, and I have worked with this for many years, is that Taurus is the destination of the zodiac, not the second sign. It is the last sign. If you've read previous Planet Waves annuals, you've seen that basically every year I have signed off from the sign Taurus. I've changed the order of doing things this year. I have decided to proceed and using another idea that I learned from esoteric astrology, which is to work the crosses, your sign being part of the fixed cross, the first sign on the fixed cross, hence the fifth that I'm doing in this series. But in the Bailey system, you start with Aries, and then you go backwards from Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, Sagittarius, and so forth, and where you end up is in Taurus. So it is the it is a point of origin, and it is a point of origin on the path of initiation. So there's a reason that one would tread the wheel backwards, and I'll tell you that it's not easy to write the signs backwards. I have felt some relief this year. Having chosen a somewhat easier path, I figure I wrote them backwards probably at least 10 times, going in reverse order and ending up in Taurus. And this is to say that it is parallel to the, you know, the blacksmith metaphor.